Today is February
7th,
2018. This is Karen Brewster, and I'm here with Susan Georgette, and we are speaking with Emma Ramuth at her home in Selawik, Alaska, for a project for the Selawik National Wildlife Refuge. Thank you, Emma, for taking time this afternoon.
Thank you.
So, to get us started, tell us a little bit about yourself, when and where you were born, and those kinds of things.
Okay, I'm 80 years old now. I just turned 80 years old December 31. So I born upriver. And my midwife was this Mrs. Clark, and my uncle. They didn't come down for Christmas because my mom pregnant and they don't want to leave her, so they stay up there for Christmas. There's a lot of people usually have houses upriver all over in order to survive. So they have a sod house up there or log cabin. So that's where I got yuck. I born got yuck. So I'm 80 years old. So I got married 1955. And I have 7 children. We adopt 2 of them. We raise some of our grandchildren. And we raise Kevin, my husband's niece's son. So,
do you want to say anything about who raised you?
I was adopted to Walter Ballard and Dora Ballard. My adopted mom was Dora Foster, and then my dad was Walter Ballard. And I'm the only child, adopted child. My real mom don't want to give me away, but she have nothing. There's no income at all in those days. Only trapping and that's it. And sewing too, she know how to sew, but they told her she might not care of me good, so they told her to give me my real mom is my adopted mom is auntie. That's her auntie.
Okay. And then you were a health aide here in Selawik for a long time?
Yeah. So me and my mom moved down here, and I thought I'll be schooling, because I am behind, because we didn't have house in the village. But when I start schooling, this teacher get me for babysitter. They have 2 kids. We're below. They live in Fairbanks all these years. But he was died, I don't know what year, crash. His wife died too, but they have children. The daughter have star on the way to China, Cindy. Mm-hmm. So I get more behind and I give up, and then from there probably mischief, and so that's why I didn't have education anyway. And so I got married, and I have Ruthie and Diane. So they used to have Mother's Club, and so they start talking about health aid. Those the one that worked didn't have report, so they told them to get another woman's to. They used to call them instead of health aid something else. All we do is home visit. Nothing, no office, no clinic. We have few stuff in teacher's office, like penicillin, bisillin, ointment, like gel, you said those, like Tums, like, and tetracycline, that's about. So they got us, I think six of us. Main one is my sister-in-law, Laura Norton. Laura Raymuth used to be before she got married. And then, so we all just run around for her. Volunteer. And take care of the sick in home. And go tell her what's going on. If it's really kind of emergency, she'll go there herself and take care of it. And then we all take turns. Assists her, two of us each time. And then later on, there was a health club, and then they raise money, and they usually pay us $1 a day. We all can't wake after 2 weeks, $14, so we could buy flour, $7.50, 50 pound, and then we'll buy a few stuff. And then, so we go on.
What years were you a health aide?
I usually, they get me 1958, but I didn't get to do stuff till 1961. I just, run around. Mm-hmm. I find out I had records in hospital. They chose me 1958, but I didn't do nothing much. And then
you retired when?
2000. Okay. But they let me fill out again and start sending me to Kopak and Deering and Ambler and Shungnak, Kayana, smaller villages. When the main health aide go training, the one that stay home, they don't know how to start the IV and suture and stuff. So they all send me there to teach, be there. And so this city council had a letter to send one health aide to Kotzebue. Before that, they usually send them to. Laura used to go for something like ETT or. And then. So I go. I didn't know. I go for this. I have to complete 12 weeks. So anyway, I had training in Kotzebue for 2 weeks. There's people from Wainwright, Shishmaref, Nome area. And I find out I'm not the only one that don't know stuff. Seems like I encourage me. I know how to take blood pressure, because field doctor start come around that year, and he teaches, and I know how to blood pressure. Okay. So, I know more than these women. So it encouraged me. Yeah. So, but some of them, they're more educated than me. So next group, Mildred with other health aide. So they plan us to send us to Anchorage. So I went for 3 weeks. No income. And I always have a little bit money. And when I go store to pennies, I spend it all. I get excited. Anyway, we all eat from hospital with ticket. And then lunchtime, they cook in that cafeteria, and we'll eat but breakfast in hospital and supper. So our teacher really strict. If you're late like 3 minutes, they'll send you home. There's people from Yukon too, and from Bethel area, in McCoyuk and Kodiak someplace. So I made it scary when you first go to Anchorage. That time it was, Anchorage was small, 1969. I knew it was small. But to me, it's big, really big. And so we go on volunteering, associate, start getting some kind of money, probably doctors holler for us to get something, and because we do everything. We help dentists clean every school kids, springtime and fall time, weigh them, hemoglobin, and clean their teeth, fluoride. So they start paying us $180 a month. Man, lots of money for us, me and Mildred. I start buying washing machine, beds. And then from now on, they start sending us to Kotzebue, to Nome. But between meetings, they all send us to Anchorage. So mostly we start going to Nome till we complete 12 weeks. So we're certified that's how I go on, and there's no Manilak. So Norton started paying us, and then like probably not much, but it's lots to us in those days. So,
shall we talk a little bit about Nilik?
Yeah, okay.
Well, what? So you were born at Katyak, you said?
Yeah,
What part there?
That.
Right, so where exactly is on the, which side of the river would that be?
This side, where the, you know, it got sand.
Oh, where the sand
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. So on, if you're going up on the left side or on the right side if you're going up?
You'll go there, right there. Right. And you'll go to Tegravik and then
yeah,
Gugra.
Okay, okay.
Right there.
Yeah, cool. And then your adopted parents were living at Nilik?
Nilik, yeah.
Okay, so what do you, can you tell us, or what do you remember about Nilik growing up there? Who lived there? And
seems like the way I heard it in stories, seems like since long time people's been living there.
Okay.
In Nuyatuk, where there are fish a lot. There's, you could reach Nuyatuk through that inland lake. And
yeah,
and
we know, yeah.
They have a lot of fish, and then my dad's parents usually talk to him from Nilik to back there, back and forth. And they make big ditch for dog food. And they make lots of dried fish. They make suwachaks with fish oil, gather berries. Because they have, my dad, Paul Ballard, Lucy, Clara, Elmer, youngest one died maybe when he was maybe 19, somewhere around.
Those are youngest. Brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brothers and sisters. So my grandma half sister with Lena Larkin, that's Rosa Starker's grandma. And then the, Rosa's grandpa is related to Clark's. And when I knew there was Lena Larkin and them live across, and this way Charlie Good and Lawrence Foster, and then next Johnny Foster, they have South House too, big one, and then us. And this, my I thought they were real. My grandparents here, I was adopted here. There's a lot of grandchildren in Selwick. I thought, oh, I'm the only one. And then next door, Leslie Burnett, and there's Rotmas. But I didn't catch there was sod house for Jonas Raymond and them parents too from across there, but I didn't catch it.
They were across the creek or across the river or you know, right that in that hole?
Just Nilek right there.
Yeah.
His warehouse across.
Okay.
But I didn't catch it, but I see, you know, where they used to live.
Oh.
They probably take it. That's why I didn't see it. My mom used to say I used to be really bossy because there's how many young men's there, ballots. My parents, my dad's first cousins. And I knew springtime we always go camp just one bend. My dad want to stay in clean ground in springtime, so we always move there.
And what's then, that place called?
Kallivik.
Kallivik.
And it used to, any kind of birds hollering, you name it, oh. And so I always follow my mom muskrat hunting. And that old man always go camp with us too, that Charlie could. And so my mom always let me trap. And I always have like how many, like 20 of my own I knew. So I'll spend it myself. And later on, I know, springtime before break up, after day fishing down there, because they have to have dog food, fishing down there, and when it's really mushy, everybody else start going to camp. Like, some of them always go early. Like, the one that have a house up there, they already be there already, but the one that gonna go camp, they always come around when it start to get mushy. There's Irvin Russell in them up there, and Mitchell's up there, Gugrok, Kalhaks, Diblich, Rubis, Auntie, and Lottie, and Lloyd Davis, their auntie, their husband was already died when I get to know the world. And below Nilek, Good, Sarah Good's husband, Luke Good and her husband. They only have two children, but they adopt Clarence, David and Mary. And then below in Ikarak, Lucelle, their mom, Jacob and Lucelle, and they all stay there. They have house too. And in Tuklamar, mostly skins, Tommy Skin and Topsy Ramoth, who also have house that way. And then Ikuyuk people also have sod house back there too. People all over in order to survive. And I knew people always rafting after season over. And I knew they always get lots of muskrat. Because we have to go every day, every single day. Me and my mom will have to walk. And then if you get muskrat, you'll take care of them and dry them and really take care of them. And me too, you hang them for dog food, or you could half dry it and cook them. So my grandma don't really hunt much. She like to set net and make lot of panikture before it break up on the site. On the site, when there's water on the edge, she'll put net and start to catch lots. She also make real good dried fish before it break up. And then when people start coming down with rafting, lot of people like even Benjamin Samson, parents, grandparents, they used to live in Ukuklik too, in Selwick. They used to call it Ukuklik. They also come from there. And a lot of people stayed Gugurok. They all start coming. When they have pastors too in Sengnek, they all just go that way and stay with whoever stay around there by Gugurok. And rafting, poor thing, nobody take care of them. They all work hard to in order to be pastor in those days. So year-round they charge to Rotman's and then to Archie Ferguson. So, like, mostly Irvin Russell, my dad and Mitchell's, later on Marion Culhock too. They all get, like, lots, like, 1,000 muskrat or some years 500. So they ask pay their bill. So if they have leftover, they'll buy cases, buy, you know, for summer. So cloth was 25 cents a yard. When I get to know milk, 10 cents each. 5 pound sugar, dollar and a quarter. Blazo, 5 gallon. I think in those days, cheaper. Later on, 7.55 gallon. 50 pound flour, probably cheaper. My grandmother-in-law used to say it usually cost two fifty pound in her younger days. And so,
in your time you're talking about is the 30s and 40s, the 40s and
50s? 40s. Okay. Because I born 1939. So I get to know stuff maybe 1946, 45, forget, see something, yeah. Forget. And in winter time, they'll trap, fall time, they'll trap minks and then pay their bills too, or foxes. They're not many long time ago because people catch them so much. No caribou, but there's reindeer herders too. And so we... My grandparents always catch lots of ptarmigan, it's lots of rabbits. We don't starve, and our dogs have a lot of food. So Louis Rod, they also talk about he started in Kayana. So when they have Sally and Marjorie, they move. And then they start in Upinrevik. I know what kind of store they have, little one. So they start big, kind of big store in Nilak with two bedroom, big kitchen and store and big warehouse. It's standing. Yeah. And one sod house for sea lawyer. And then I know what year they moved down here. So when they moved down here, so my dad usually take care of that store. springtime, as soon as break up with this boat with engine, they'll travel up because there's people, you know, they ran out of groceries, like sugar, coffee. So they really be glad to they usually call them collectors.
The boats?
They go up for collecting it. You know, it even though we hear collecting, it doesn't bother us. We thought it's just a name. They're never really collecting, but they knew people need groceries up there.
Were they collecting furs in exchange for the groceries?
The one they already dry, they'll, you know.
Trade them?
Yeah.
I mean, did they say, like, 10 muskrats for a bag of flour, or they gave you money?
No money at all. So, I see Louis Rotman, I'll say, when they want to buy something, he'll tell them, this much muskrat. Like, some spring, muskrat will $2, smaller one, $1.50. They all check, you know, with no holes and perfect, $2.50 or $2 some fall, some spring. So they mostly take care of what they need and then give them like a sack to Fort Town Bayman. Even Archie Ferguson, but I don't know how they do them, but one time I follow Clara Lewis, and my dad was engineering. So Seymour still lived down there. Bunny, me, we are mischief in the boat and scolding. Let Clara scold us. And I don't know where Margie and Sally, I don't know where they were. Maybe with their auntie down here, with Beulah Levy and Myra, their auntie. And so we don't mind when we sleep on the floor in the boat. It doesn't bother us. So later on, we live like that. I don't know what year Ralph should remember. They start sending them to Ikikik, Larsen Bay, for to work on cannery. And they always work hard without sleep, hardly sleep, 500 about a month. And they us come back, and then we us pay our bill. So that's how, you know, we start seeing money. And then my mom, when she sewed for somebody, she us make money, not really lots. And then when I babysit, that teacher give me a personal check. Anyway, they're silver dollars, and then I have $8, but my dad put it away. I never think I have money till I maybe 19 years old, I finally get it from my dad. I never think about it. I mean, before that, I make money myself in Kotzebue, work in restaurant. And when I work in restaurant in Kotzebue, $2.50 a day. But I live with them. Free meals, free. So my first start to get money babysitting for teachers. And then health aid and sewing.
What happened to the muskrat? Did they just stop buying them, or there weren't many, or they weren't worth money, or what
happened?
There's
still, but they're not really buying them. Nobody, I knew later on they send them to Sears Roebuck and either order some stuff, pack them real good and mail them. Earlier, the mail run dog team in winter time, and later on in my days, maybe once a month, and then later on once a week, mail plane. Winter time, they land to river, summertime, float plane. So early, when somebody gets sick, they'll take them with dog team to Kotzebue. If they happen to, while plane was arrived, when somebody's sick, they take them with plane, but most of the time they take them with boat and dog team, even though they're sick. Gee. Tough people in those days.
Yeah. Really. And so your family lived at Nilik year round when you were
year round. That's why I didn't have education. We didn't have house in this village.
So until what year did you leave Nilik?
So me and my mom moved down here. 19. At first, we have house up there with John Brown and them in Selwick River. So my mom, before that, we stay in somebody's house, let me school, but in order to survive too, she asked go camp someplace in order to survive for rabbit and stuff. I didn't have really year-round schooling. I would have when we stay in Rotman's. We stay there in Rotman's house, store, but no teacher in 1948.
That was here in Selwick?
No teachers. So just kids play whole winter long. And
so when did you last live in Nilik? What year did you leave?
Maybe 48, but every spring I always go to my dad and stay with him. They separate 1949 or somewhere around there. Okay. They separate.
And then who was the last person to live year round at Nilik?
My dad and her mom.
Okay, so how long did he live there, would you say?
I think my dad finally moved down here maybe 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And were those other people you mentioned still living at Nilik too?
No,
or they
no.
Just him?
Johnny Foster and them moved down here because they make luck happen because the kids have to school. And Lawrence too, they have to move. His wife, that got house, they got place to stay to let my Uma school. And Lena Larkin and them move. Before they move, her husband died. Heart attack, I think. So she moved down here too, Lena, and then Homer Larkin. And Charlie, he have house, so he moved too. So Leslie and them two move. They went married to school too. Their daughter, Dalbert's wife, Mary Mitchell. So Charlie both go back and forth. Charlie, good old man. So in this old man, John, gee, what his name? Sarah Samson's dad. He lived up there too for a while when everybody moved down here in Okochlik, someplace up there, and he always go back and forth. And here Mitchell and the Mollies go back and forth too.
And they were on Tagrogvik?
Tagrogvik, yeah.
So did they ever live there year-round too, or they usually went back and forth most of the time?
Back and forth. So most of them didn't have education too. Charlie Hartley's school, because he liked to hunt with his dad. We have maybe, I don't know up to what grade she have a little bit education. I don't know about Grace, her younger sister. Rosa, like me too. I think she schooled more than me, but she was too shy and didn't learn much. But anyway, she go training for cook. She work in school like me. She learn what she go training.
And Tivlich too. Tivlich is above Nilik.
Yeah, above Nilik.
It's
kind of way up, but through the ground it little ways, because they usually go there walk.
Oh, is it back off the river, Tivlich, or is
yeah,
it right
they
on?
Have to go back there where it could place, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to see Tivlich. Rafael said, this is Tivlich, but, you know, it grows so much,
yeah.
Hard to see. So Eunice Clark have a son, Virgil Clark, and Sarah. And then her sister, Aliva, she didn't have kids. She helped their brother. His wife died early, Lottie and Ruby and Lloyd Davis' mom. She died while they're small. So this auntie and Eunice take care of these. So Lloyd go drafted to army. So Lottie got married to Elmer. Ruby got married to William. So they come down to no more Tivlich.
Yeah.
And I want to just adjust your microphone. Oh. I'm sorry.
And then okay. That, so when you said they went by dog team from Nilik to Noyaktuk, they go in the wintertime, you mean?
Or summertime, too.
They could go summertime?
Summertime, too. And, you know, they'd go back and forth so much before me. I guess the trail is good. Tundra.
Yeah. Tundra. So it's a tundra. And it's not very far, really, on land,
kinda,
right?
Kind of far.
And so they'd go on the tundra with their dogs.
Yeah.
And they'd fish at Noyaktuk and then live at Nilik in the winter.
Yeah, whole summer long. Springtime, they'll go to Nilik muskrat hunting. And then come down here to pay their bill and then get groceries and go back up maybe August 1st part.
We'll go to Noyaktuk.
And then go back there and start fishing.
Oh, and there's good whitefish comes out of those creeks, and they'd make one of those little dams where they...
Long time ago, they usually blocked the creeks.
Right.
Springtime after fish go in.
Oh.
And then when they go there, they'll open it and then they'll
catch them
dip them out.
Dip them out.
And storm in holes in the tundra. And then they'd go back and forth and get it in the wintertime when they needed fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you couldn't do that at Nilik? Noyaktuk was the better place for that?
My mom make big ditch for fish too for our ducks. And, you know, set net in the river in Nilik. Mm-hmm. Make panik from Nilik, and So Sally and them grow up mostly just fish and rabbits and ptarmigan too. Mm. Probably by reindeer here and there, not much.
Did other people live at Noyaktuk besides the Nilik people go back and forth, like Selawik? People in Selawik would go there too? It was mainly the folks
mainly,
that lived in Nilik?
Mainly, I don't know which parents started off, my grandma's husband or my, I think my grandma's, because she used to talk about that story, John Olson's. When their parents died, she started walking with two sisters. Just when they started, one of them died on the river, starved. And him and her sister reached Nilik. And long time ago, if somebody die in the house, sod house, they leave that sod house, everything in it. They think they'll catch the sickness. Make them more poor. And they feed this sister and little bit, not too much. So John want to walk to Noyaktuk and they start walking, but the sister died between Nilik and Noyaktuk again. So he reached, he sleep one night. So my grandma used to say, he's younger than them, little, maybe 2 years or something. So when he come, they make him grass house, just let him live out there and feed him till he gets strong. So when he gets stronger, they let him move to themselves.
Hmm.
So they. My aunt used to say they're just like their brother because they raise. In Sarah's story, when you hear it in radio, she misunderstood that part. Seems like she understand. He reached there after Amanek and Lena grew up. Here, my aunt used to say they all play. Because he's just younger than them. They all play. So he grew up there. He grew up with that family. So he got married from Kopek lady.
And he was an Inupiaq guy from Selawik, John Olson?
Yeah.
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 And who's your Anna then?
Amanek. What's your English name?
That's okay.
Amanek
is fine.
That's good.
Amanek
okay.
Ballot. Yeah. And then husband is Aglu. I don't know. We call him Dada so much we never care about name.
Yeah.
Dada, Dada.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you tell me one time that John Olson had a cabin way up Selawik River?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was living there or prospecting or what?
Yeah,
was he?
Yeah, they have engine boat too. So they only have Sarah and they travel around. Move around, where good place to live easier. And in Selawik River. And Irvin and them used to stay up there too, so that's how come Glenn never didn't have education too.
I think somewhere upriver on Selawik, there's a lot of Russell allotments, like all near. So did they live in that area?
Close to Fishing Wildlife Camp.
Yeah.
It's close around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they used to live all the time. visit to the village all the time. David could always visit all the time from down below. Too bad no VHF in those days.
And was the Rotman store open year-round, or was only open in the spring?
At first it opened year-round, and then later on, when it's cold, I think there should be stuff, but it does be close winter time. So springtime, my dad will take care of it, and summertime close. So they bring that log cabin to Kotzebue, and then Sally was have it. They finally tear it down 2 years ago. When I see it, oh no. Outside of Ramos.
Oh, yeah, I'd been there a long time.
I think Nana bought that land.
Oh. So they brought the store building from Nilik to Kotzebue.
Log cabin.
Do you know why they built a store in Nilik?
Probably a lot of help, and then that's where people will business with fur. And then Archie have store down there where Greg Hanshaw have.
Oh, I wondered where Archie's place was. Okay.
They have big store too, how many warehouse. He got plane, he also fly. But they separate too, I don't know what year, maybe for this.
So there was Archie, Rotman's. Were there other traders that came through Selawik at that time?
I don't think so. That's the only. I mean.
Did Rotman and Ferguson both go by boat upriver and collecting?
So, Archie Ferguson also have a lot of helpers too. Hadley was from up there, from Copac, and Hadley's sisters and brothers moved down here. And uncle and his wife move from up there. They find out, you know, easier to live down here, even though woods are not easy, but easier to live. Mm-hmm. Lot of fish, because Selawik have year-round fish.
What did people eat up on Tagragvik? There doesn't seem to be a lot of fish there, or is there?
Like rabbits, ptarmigan, and it does have much arcs winter time. They could.
Okay.
So what they put away in summertime, long time ago, they worry whole summer long for winter. They put them away for winter. And when they come down in springtime, they probably, you know, pick bears from down here and go back and forth.
And people came down on log rafts, is that
right?
Before motors?
There's picture in IRA. People used to raft and they have wood in wintertime. They don't have hard time like right now. They have. Some of them don't have, but they'll help whoever have logs, and they also give them and trade. And
so they'd go upriver in the fall time and cut the wood, and then they'd raft it down?
Springtime before break up, they'll cut and collect drift wood and make. Some families always make two of them for dogs and then for them to live. And then.
So they go up with dog team and then they come down after breakup with a raft.
How long would it take to raft down?
While the current is strong, when they raft, they come down early. But you have to really hustle and really work hard. For the luck happen too, some of them will, you know, make a raft for the log cabin.
Would you be comfortable talking about who's buried at Nilik up in the graveyard?
My honest brother or uncle, and there's Lena Larkin's husband, my grandma and the husband. And then there's First Seymour there. Before us, older than us, and maybe next to juniors, I forgot. And Johnny Foster's three kids buried up there. And Leo, my honest younger son. And from Diblitz, too, if they died, they buried them there. And that's about. They buried Lena's husband there. There's no Effie's kids there.
And so Nilik and Noyaktuk are both old places that people lived there long before time.
Yeah, the way my grandma talk about Manila, they used to go trade from upriver, and one time Manila come and my aunt see him. He's not tall man, not too small, you know. She sees, and then he related to one of his parents, not really close, but related. And then there must be trail. Because they go trade.
To the Upper Kobuk or the...
Yeah, from Upper Kobuk.
Okay.
With these lamb white with...
Oh, sheep?
Sheep. They get them in mountain and they... Or what they catch, they ask go trade for... Dried fish, dog food. So how they survive. Because mostly more hard times up that way. But they were really hard workers.
Mm-hmm. So Nilik and Noyaktuk were along that trail that they would take?
Yeah. They'll go through Nilik and go back there.
And did people trade with the Athabascan side? Did you hear stories of that? People that would go on the Koyukuk side or with Indians or
I don't
never?
Know.
Okay.
While I was, you know, this white man come around for reindeer herders. They, you know, government was take care of the reindeers long time ago. They are ship ladder. Groceries for reindeer herders. And when he come around to Nilik, I'll be scared to death. I'll be under the blanket. I bet I let him feel bad. I got stuck. Maybe Christian would let me go on.
So the first Rotman was Louis?
Yeah, Louis. Louis
started
yeah.
the store at Nilik.
They say he started in Kayana, and then when he come around, he started in Upernavik, maybe little house. So he moved to Nilak, big store there,
mm-hmm.
with two counters on the side, a lot of shelves.
Yeah. So when people hunted muskrats, did they use rifles or traps or
both? If they go with kayak, they'll come home 100 muskrat a night if they're lucky. Depends. Depends, 20, 40, 30, you name it. But when they really start, when there's lots, some areas have springtime, it does have more down here or more up there. So like Irvin Russell and Harry Mitchell, they always get 100 a night. The sun helped them. Here their wife skin them and dry them. Kids help. Their children help. My daddy usually get about 60 when they're lots too.
They hunt them at night?
Evening.
Oh.
Every day too, I go. Walk from Nilik to way back there. And then Clara and Mary and Leslie will stay in Iyak. She'll walk too, and we'll meet back there every day.
That's laugh a long walk.
And hunt. We don't get much, like 4 or 5 each time, but there's 250. There's lots to us.
And you can skin them real quickly?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you let them overnight, they'll be easier to skin.
So were you hunting them in the water from the lakes after it melted, or there was still ice?
You could start in April trapping. So they all start come out.
At their holes?
Yeah. So when they start swimming, you start hunting them with... You'll set trap anywhere too, and on the way, if you could check it coming back.
And then there's lots of those stretching boards or drying boards. You just put them all on those boards.
You have like 100.
I'd say 100, so. Yeah.
With they also make with they make themselves. They make lumber with logs, and then. They make them with stick to nail them.
And they dry in just a day or
two? You have to dry them and flip them half a day. In the evening, they'll dry and take them off and then hang them outside. Because they have these little white bugs. What they call it?
Like bo.
We call them bo. They're small, white, from the ground. Yeah, so we leave them outside when it's sunshine, so they'll fall. We don't want to keep them inside the house because you'll get itch. So when some ladies, when they breastfeed, when they skin the muskrat, they have to put cold cream so they won't crawl.
Oh, well, huh.
Yeah. They're little, small, little white. You know, they're all over in mud. You can't hardly see them.
But so when you first dry the skin, you dry it inside, and then you put it outside later.
No. When it's sunshine, you'll put it out.
Put the boards.
Yeah. But when it's raining, you'll put them. They also have, like, tent, like, use it like, warehouse, like you could put them out there too.
And what's the Inupiaq name for those half dried muskrat? What would you call them?
Igamar. We also like call them like fish Igamarluk and muskrat Igamarluk. Muskrat Kigvalu. Kigvaluk. Mandy, it is good. Mary used to say, what's the best food you think? She says, if somebody asks her, dried muskrat.
I've never tried one.
You got to hang them when it's fresh. Fat, got to be fat too.
Do you know what muskrat fur was used for?
Why
they were buying them?
You could use it to anything because they don't shed. They swim like a beaver. And if you tan them, you use them for parky. You could make them... You could make them mittens, anything. You could make cap too, yeah, out of it.
So people here used them as well as selling them.
Yeah, yeah. So if they have enough, they'll save for kids' parky. Hard to get wolves long time ago, I noticed. Hard to get wolverine even. So when hunters, they have to go between here and Huslia, Umak, or Dagravik. They don't catch them around here. Some days they catch them, but not much. Now there's so many eating our moose and caribou and rabbits. And dangerous too. When somebody hunt, they have to sleep in boat nowadays. They're danger now. I was thinking to let Bert go get sod house, but I start thinking, I see too many wolves. I'm worried. They got to do something. They're dangerous nowadays. Last week, they run around in village early in the morning. So every kids, the parents have to bring them. Even hardly any bears long time ago, they have to go to the mountains in order to get bear. But now, there are lots. Grizzly bears, brown bears.
What about muskrat? Are there still a lot of muskrat around?
Some years there, when it's the ice too thick, hardly any in springtime, but they all come back. Right now, there is. Yeah. And same thing, rabbit, when it get warm weather and all of a sudden get cold, they'll die too. But they'll come back.
And men and women and everyone hunted muskrats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
children.
Even children.
That'd be a lot of money in those days.
Well, when you were hunting, you said you trapped them. But did you also shoot them?
Yeah.
Once it was open water? Once they were swimming?
They're swimming or they all eat by the ground and you'll shoot them. Some days when there's a lot, you could get two of them in one.
And then you said that they used a kayak.
Yeah.
To retrieve them or to go farther
into the... You got to know how to use kayak. Not everybody use kayak, but you got to know how. I use kayak too. Me and my auntie also. She used her uncle's kayak, and I used my aunt's. My mom have one too, but I don't know why I don't use it.
And then you would shoot the muskrat from the kayak?
Yeah.
And then go pick them
up? One time my dad, he kayaking and get muskrat. Tell him where. Talk mixed up, but sorry.
No, it's good. Or do you want me to go on, or did you have something?
Well, I had a more on muskrat. What's the Inupiaq word for muskrat?
Kigbaluk.
And what about a muskrat skin? What would you like?
Muskrat skin, kigbaluk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then fall time, they'll, when it's open, they'll put traps too, trying to get mink.
Mink,
yeah, but they're not real lots. If you're lucky, you'll have like 20, 30 a year. I got books in there, Irvin Russell and them diary, how many cats in one night. They're really interesting to read them.
Did you get more money for mink than for muskrat?
Yeah, years? more, but they're not lots because they're nice. Nice.
What's the Inupiaq word for mink?
Terakpak. And then fox too, they cost lots in those days, but there's not many. Kayuktuk. Fox.
The red fox.
Yeah, red fox. And we have jackrabbit. They're real good for parky. Rabbits are good too, but jackrabbit is the best.
That place where Ernest Loon lived on Tagragavik, what?
He always talk about Anirulak. It's by, you know, Fork, some place close, Anirulak. Nice creek with a lot of fish, too.
Oh, did he spend part of the year there? Or yeah.
He said they have house there with his grandpa.
And that would have been before, like, when would that have been?
Before,
like,
he got married, maybe.
So, like,
1930s.
30s?
Because when I born, he helped there in Katyak. Before he got married.
Yeah, okay. I've heard about that place, but I didn't know who really... So he lived there with his Anna, you said?
Yeah,
say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably, you know, long time ago, people, you know, live where they could survive.
And Mabel Berry lived...
Dagravik.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, she was a
with
girl,
his parents,
right?
Yeah.
What was her name before she was married then?
Kalhak.
Okay, that's right.
Mabel Kalhak.
Yeah.
Achuk was adopted out. She was Clara Hess. But she come back when she was teenager. Maybe his adopted parents died.
And then the place where David Grisk allotment is up there. I've heard Ralph talk about how you come down the mountains, like if you're going to Hot Springs by David Grisp.
He got cab in Selwick, and he used to go trap there.
Okay.
So we all on the way to Hot Springs, we usually stop there, have coffee. I think one time we sleep there. I forgot. Nice.
Oh, he had a cows there up there?
No.
Or just tent for trapping?
Well, I wonder why he never made cabin.
It's a nice place there.
Yeah.
We've been by there, but I've never really
yeah.
just looked around a
yeah.
little bit.
And then you, by that cam, you'll go across that Selwick and then start.
Yeah. Oh, so that was for trapping. Okay. And then I remember in the fall I talked to you and Ralph about those old cabins that Elmer Ballard and
yeah,
William Foster had
it close to, because they trying to mine in those Inrisegrooks, and they make log cabin in Selwick. Both of them, William and Elmer, after they stay in that big lake, and I never see that big lake. Summertime. Man, it was smoky, hard time, and Elmer come down, and Ruby and Lottie. They only have two kids each, I guess. Summertime with dogs, they're tough.
Walking, you mean, or with rafting?
Stay in summertime.
Oh.
So Elmer have to go to Kotzebue to paperwork or something and leave them. No communication. Nobody go check on them. But these two ladies can survive. But it was too smoky. There's fire someplace, and they also have to stay inside the mosquito tent.
Oh, my. Huh. How long did they...
Till it get windy.
Huh. How long did they live up there trying to mine like that? For very long?
Not too long. Just maybe 4-3 years or something. When me and my mom have house up there too with John Brown and them, they get lots of fish with deep net, and they get a lot of sea fish in September. And I remember John snare caribou. I didn't know caribou's always go by.
Way up Selwick River there?
Yeah. Fall time. He must just a luck.
They so, snared them?
Just one. Just one. So we have fresh meat. No moose, no beaver at all. If somebody want to have beaver, they have to go between here and Huslia, trap them, or trade or something. Hard to get beaver long time ago. They also, season can be open too all the time. They have to hide around. And so Ruby and them have twins, and one was die from TB. So they bring them to Nilak. They bury them there too. So Mom and John Brown and them get lots of fish, corilluks. No duluaks, even though you make big pile. No wolf, no hardly any. If there is, they'll catch them. Fox, no ravens. You just leave them there. Just go back and forth to get dog food. Too bad no camera in those days.
I know. So when you lived in John Brown's place, was that above Nilak, or that was...
Way up in Selwick.
Oh, you were way up there.
Yeah, you pass... almost close to the... you know that in Rissugruk.
Okay.
It's not far. You ever heard about that... That, what's the name? Kajigik, somebody's Kajigik. In Selwickly. Close to that one.
Huh.
Springtime, we go camp with Jack Sampson, Warren Rosker, me and my mom, and Bob Clark was half sod house too with Laura Clark. They have Martha died, they bury him up there. Martha and Amelia and Ruth Clark. So it was when their scapegoats start coming in those days. Lots.
Was that in the 1950s, 60s? You were up there?
Maybe 49, maybe. Oh, okay.
And you'd gone up there for fishing or for just to spend the spring up there?
We have a salt house too, brand new there.
Okay.
But I come down with Elmer and them and stay with them in school from November to January and go back to my mom. You know, 1 month at a time. That's how I didn't have education.
Mm-hmm. So how come your mom was living up there instead of at Nilik?
Stay separate.
Oh, okay.
And then that guy, Charlie Cook, do you know that place in Taguagwik they called Charlie Cook Hill? Iksonik? It's what Sonny calls it.
There's Iksonik, but... I don't know who's
okay.
Who lives there.
Charlie Cook isn't some name you know. Okay. And then Nilik, is that short for some longer word or is that just the name of it?
I don't know why it's called Nilik.
Yeah, we always wonder that.
And then where I raised and then it embarrassing that. But when I growing up, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for people who don't know in Yupik, Nilik means fart.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's Johnny Foster's kids and me and Elsie Foster and Mary. We all play outside, and Paul Ballard have a lot of kids too, and he all switch around and let them stay with my grandparents, like Ethel died, Harry Ballard or Roy Smith when they're teenager. So when Ethel was up there, we all dog team a lot, have fun.
Almost done, I think. Do you know who Ted Davis was?
Yeah, Ted Davis. I remember one time while we were staying up there, there's a lot of army come around dog teaming. I wonder what they're doing. Ralph know what they're doing. This man was leading them from Point Hope, Leonard Lane. Old man, he was young in those days, and they stay in that Rotman's store. Ralph know what they're doing.
With at Nilik?
Teams. Yeah, army.
And Ted Davis
and
was?
I wonder if he's not one of them. So... He got girlfriend with Harry Cleveland's daughter, Laura Cleveland. But he didn't talk about his parents or relative. Seems like, you know, he kind of, I don't know how he come around here, but he didn't talk about his relatives. So he got married and he live around here, so he start mining up there. Him and his son Pumpkin, Pumpkin down there. His name is James Davis, and Larry and Laurie, they're alive. I think there's small landing field up there, but you know, too much, no transportation, so he give up.
So that's Shovel Creek, that place that
yeah,
calls
yeah,
Shovel Creek?
Yeah, Even Elmer and them, you know, transportation, they quit too. Elmer say it's not easy.
They're looking for gold?
Yeah. And he say when you're not praying too, it's some way you could hear funny stuff when it's dark. He was telling us.
In those
but
mountains?
If you're really praying person, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. John was, even my dad trying to prospect a little. Because there's a lot of stories we heard. The project, like even my aunt's adopted parents, they project and dig and find a lot of gold in Dagrawik Way, in Gugrawk Way. I don't know about Selwick, but later on they start Selwick. They buried a lot of golds up there, so they was trying to find them, but they never really find them. I didn't catch him. This white man was living across from Nilaktu in that bend. His name was, they mostly call him Itnektuyuk. Ralph knew the English. That was Tom Sau's dad to this married lady, Lena Sau's son from him. So that's why we have Sau's people.
How did he come around?
Probably trying to mine too. There's a lot of miners, mining people, but these two really strong shaman, they make it hard to get. They think a lot of white men will start come around. They sure make the mistake. We probably would have a mining project up there.
So the shaman made it hard for the white man to be successful.
Yeah, yeah.
To keep them away.
Yeah.
They put the gold down deep.
Further down.
Oh, so they couldn't get it. But that meant Inupiaq couldn't get it either.
Yeah.
Right?
If you really work hard, you could get them.
Okay.
You got to have money to project.
Yeah.
Even up that way, there's some. They'll find big nuggets from up there.
Where's up there?
Yeah. That it's way.
Purcells or?
No. When they firefight this young man, Beulah Ballard's son from Creek, he find big nuggets, and he take them to camp and show his uncle, and he put them under his bedding. He forgot them there. So Roscoe and with his partner Eli and trying to go find them, but they never did find them.
What's up there, that direction?
Between here and Buckland.
Okay.
Selowik Hills.
Okay, thank you.
So Selowik have year-round fish, pike, summertime white fish. Once in a while you'll get king salmon, once in a great while in fall time. And then July, you'll get, up to this day, you get trout, one or two. I don't know where they always go. We always wondering, I think Cook Rock someplace area. They all say there's a lake up there, it have trout, nobody find it. One time Mary Pete catch 12 of them in July. And I said, gee, you never give me one even. I used to tease her.
How come people stopped going out to spring muskrat camp and going?
Because nobody buying them. You could send them someplace, but they'd rather try to make money somehow.
And people didn't want to get them to use for themselves?
They do. They do. Us, we get for our party.
When did, do you know when Rotman's closed at Nillick? Like when they really moved away?
When they moved down here and they start to move to Kotzebue, so they quit Nillick. Because hardly anybody live up there too.
So like 1950 or late 40s or?
Maybe late 40s.
Late 40s.
Yeah. Late 40s.
But did they, even though they closed the store, did they still take the boat up and go collecting?
No. Because nobody go camp, hardly anybody camping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're still hunting when I have Ruthie, Diane. So Diane born 57, so we probably start. Oh, when we move here, we get a lot of muskrat. Maybe we get about maybe 1,000 or 500. So we treat them to AC.
Oh.
Get we get motor.
500 muskrats got you a motor? Wow. That was
Oh, 1,000. I forget. Ralph should remember.
But that was the late 50s?
No. Oh. We moved here 62.
Oh, okay.
Maybe early 70s, maybe. Later on, I think when they get muskrat, they have to send them out and nobody... I don't know what year Rotman's quit buying muskrat. I forgot. And Archie Ferguson's store, they moved to Fairbanks too, you know, try to let them school like their adopted sons, Ray Ferguson, Donald Ferguson.
Emma, do you remember ever having like really big floods or earthquakes or things like fires or?
Before I know, there's big flood because you know Nillick people have to move up there where the graves are. So around here they say the house flood. Few houses on this side, the other side they're okay.
Like
but I don't know what year.
A couple feet of water in their house?
Yeah. Oh.
So before you were born or when you were small or?
Maybe before I was born or after.
Sometime in there.
I don't know what year.
Yeah. Okay.
And after that. And then 1950, what? Maybe 56 around. Earthquake around here too, but no damage. No, just shake early in the morning.
Yeah, huh.
Gee. Drive us nuts.
We're almost done.
Okay.
So 1956 earthquake, but no damage.
I'm just guessing the year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but while we still live across there, we move here 62.
Okay.
But I didn't have much kids in those days.
What about big fires? like the where you felt afraid of being burned or
so many lakes were okay with fires, but the smoke, so some summers bother us, but West Wind Oz clear it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have anything else there?
The traditional uses of muskrat, people were selling them, you would eat them, you said?
Yeah.
And feed them to your dogs?
Yeah. And dry them for summer, because summertime in July, after fish go in, they are slow down. So, but if you will really work hard, you'll get there and there. But by the time we'll soak the muskrat
and feed them to the dogs?
Yeah.
And what other ways did you use muskrat?
You could put away for winter too, and then, but hardly anybody do that. Mm-hmm. In case you have no food, you could put them away when they dry.
Oh, they would dry them and put them away.
Real good protein right there. Mm-hmm.
And then you use the furs for parkas and hats. And what about anything else, or medicines or anything?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I had one question about sheepfish. Do you ever remember a year when there weren't many sheepfish that came up river, or have they been reliable?
Some springs, they always be hard to find. The ice always be too thick. But they always camp down there and work hard and try to have dog food.
That's on the lakes, they camp on the lakes. Yeah,
the one that's supposed to go camp in springtime, they always get fishing too much, and then it always get mushy, and they're having hard time to go to their camp.
They waited too long.
Yeah, they have to travel nighttime when it get cool. Because they have to drag their small boat, too, for breakup.
Mm. That's a hard time to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their dogs, they're not that strong, too, from lack of food. Mm. So one time my mom telling me, Johnny Foster and them camp, too. I wonder if I was there, or they have a lot of groceries, but no, they ran out of nikipak, dog food. Hardly any, ptarmigan, hardly any rabbits, so my mom, they always buy poke of seal oil from stores, so they have poke of seal oil, so my mom and Faye Foster gathered these caribou food, those white ones, what they call them?
Lichen.
Yeah, that kind. And then gathered them and put seal oil and soaked them and give the dogs. So Johnny and my dad hunt geese hunting, and they come home sled load geese, so they dig the snow and put them to snow. That's how they survive springtime till the fish come out.
Wow.
I mean muskrat. Muskrat.
Does the muskrat come out?
Yeah, muskrat. I mean, when you're trapping, you don't get much till you start shooting them.
Okay.
And did Norvik hunt muskrat a lot, too?
Yeah.
But mainly Selowik and Norvik, not really Buckland and Ambler? And
I find out Norvik people, they don't waste. They mostly take care of the stuff what they catch. And upriver, they don't waste like around here. They really save, even though one time I hear Cora Cleveland saying, because their parents died when they're small too, and how many brothers and sisters. Lucky thing, I never poisoned my brothers and sisters. Maybe God take care of us. She say that. And I wonder what she was feeding her sisters and brothers. But there's no plastic in those days. Right. Even though things get stink, they don't... No botulism. Mm-hmm. Air.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Emma? I think
So, Ikuyuk way too, these people always make big ditch up for dog food too, like Richard Jones and them. Their parents in Udorak long time ago. Like when Eva Henry too, when she talked, they move around, they make ditch and gather fish like that for winter.
White fish?
Yeah.
So that ditch is a way to store them after you've killed them? Or that puts
fish
in their live and then they fish. Die?
You make, you know, big ditch and you'll start spilling the fish and then you'll cover it with, there's no plastic, no tarp. You'll cover them so they won't Nuvivax.
Yeah, flies
so
don't get
yeah,
flies
don't
so
get
flies won't get in there. So next day if you check it. But the one that early what you put away there strong. Like Ellen's grandparents used to have fish camp too. Little ways up there, that's what they make too. Lots of ditch fish for winter.
So you pull them out of the nets and you throw them in the ditch to store them.
Yeah.
Like making
like a big pit.
Yeah, like a little ice cellar.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
This old lady was telling me one time, Annie Riley, springtime, they always pick cranberries when the snow melt, and then they ask where the ditch mud, because they ask cover them with mud when it fill, put grasses first and then mud, and then winter time they take it off, and then there's in the mud there's oil, fish oil. She say after they pick berries and get the oil from there and then eat. And then she say after they eat berries, they ask it. And then she say they ask roll a lot of dirt from fish oil. And she laugh. She say it must be stink.
They rub it all over themselves? Yeah.
To their face and hands.
Good oil.
Yeah.
Was there anything else about Nilik and what you remember about living there?
So fall time, my dad always fish with this grayling. He always catch them lot in fall time. Big pile. Nobody bothered them too when he make from Upinreviks. He always, you know, if you go through the ground, it little ways. Binrivik. There's a creek there's by the Nilik mouth too, or by the bend, or across there. We usually catch.
For grayling?
Grayling.
Oh.
And how would you catch them?
Little.
Nixik?
Yeah, Nixik. Nixiking? I think that's how come my hobby is fishing. Because when I'm a little girl, I catch those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that Richard Jones lived at, Richard Jones, right? Or is that, he lived at Udork, and yeah, then he stayed there when you
His
were
His wife, when he have another husband, their parents lived mostly in Udork, you know, from long time. And the ground used to be different. Eva used to say it really different right now, sinking so much. You know, the creeks used to be narrow there. They're wide now. So they also have a lot of food put away too there. And Tuhlamar, lots of fish, fall time, summertime. There. Only thing, you know, not much wood, so, but anyway, they have houses there too.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Nilik was a good place to grow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
You had wood and
fish. Everything.
And
store.
Store and lots of other kids to play with.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big community.
They should have teacher there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad people moved.
Yeah. But it's mostly easier. You could sailing in summertime, sea fish around.
Down here, yeah, it's easier.
There's a cache at Nilik that belongs to your dad, right?
Yeah.
Or to you now?
But
or?
The bear was carried down, but they... One time we fixed them up with logs, but after they tear it down, they put barrels.
Anything else you want to add, Emma, or your...
And I notice when I grow up, stores don't have kids' clothes. Just boys' pants, maybe shirt. And my mom have to make me dress all the time. And... I don't know what year you could order from Montgomery Ward and Cicero, but and Bellas has, and there's another thing. I got some, you can't believe the price. I was finding them from Richard stuff.
So what did she make your dresses out of?
Cloth.
She could buy that at the store?
Yeah, because there's flannel and cloth.
Yeah.
Corduroy yard cloth.
Wow.
Pretty ones too. And before I knew, they all trade, they all go to Nome or Candle trade from Russia. Good stuff. There's a bar in Candle. And mining there. So people used to trade good stuff like these?
Like a chest?
Like a big suitcase, like, but you keep them in the house.
Yeah, like
a trunk?
Like
a trunk, yeah. That kind. Yeah. Shotgun, you name it, they trade. Binoculars, scarf, good cloth. But I'm glad America buy Alaska. Yeah.
That's a long way to go from Nilik or upriver. They go all the way to Candle? Even from here, that's...
Mostly my mom's adopted mom talk about it. I didn't see it myself.
Yeah.
They probably also go Kotzebue too sometime. And the one who go down there, they trade.
Now, when you were a girl at Nilik, did your family have a motorboat or you'd have to
paddle
up to Nilik?
Somehow my dad didn't get motor. We got big boat and smaller boat.
Rowboat? You had to row? How long would it take to row up there?
We'll stop one night if we start going up. We stop to Ikarek, to Lucelle's and the family there. Their mom and Jacob and Lucelle and one more girl my age. So we'll pass by Lou Kutz and them because just one stop, we'll make it to Nilik. My parents take turns.
Wow.
And let the three dogs, when it have...
Sandbar?
Yeah, fast right there.
Yeah, the dogs would help pull.
There's not a lot of sandbars on the Selwick, at least down this way.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
not a lot, unless the water's low.
But that's with a full boat, too, right?
Yeah, full boat. Wow. Groceries.
You would say,
but Nilik used to have like leftover flour, sugar. No, especially probably flour, coffee. I don't know about sugar. Baking powder and stuff. Mm-hmm. Soda, salt.
So you didn't have to bring that up. You bought that at the warehouse?
Later on, got to bring up. Later on.
So, did your dad work for Rotman then?
Yeah.
Okay.
They was managing it for a while before they separate.
Okay. But the store was only open in spring and fall, you said?
Up there.
Up there.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, when down here too, they managing it down here. Both of my parents school up to 8th grade. Oh, they should get books and teach me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They spoiled me so much. I.
Were you the only child then? Yeah.
I must be allergic too, so when I start being sick, this Lee Reitman teach them to boil oatmeal with a lot of water. Make oatmeal and then let it settle and then make me bottle from there. Just add a little bit milk so I could be sick. I must be allergic to carnation. I don't know. Nobody knows about allergic.
Things were very different back then, huh?
Yeah. Way different. Nobody think about money, just I mean they would if there's job. So whole summer long the husbands will boating for Rotmans and Ferguson's, they make money. Like Arthur Skin, Andrew, they all travel, you know, to, I don't know what they do over there too, once in a while, not all the time. Go back and forth to Cotton, bring the stuff.
And you heated your house with wood at Nilik or with willows?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Just
they all draft wood too.
Yeah.
Dry wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, moccasin. Summertime, if you gather the woods, they'll be dry in wintertime. Easy to burn.
Anything else?
That's Sally's mom is from Copac. And
that's Clara Rotman?
Yeah. Their dad was Lee, what's his name? It buried across there. Claire's dad. And the mom was Eskimo from Copac. Well, they have relative with Custer's, like Josephine. And what's his name? They died, those two Custer's, Rose. Custer and
Herbert
or Larry Custer's parents.
Herbert.
So Mayburn Hart adopted to Mary Brown and them. That was Clara's younger sister. When their mom died, they adopted her. Oh, Levy.
That's Clara Rutman's dad.
Levy. I wonder what's the last name. Beulah Levy, Myra Levy. So Clara got married to Louis Rutman, Clara Rutman. So Myra got married. She lived in Nome. Beulah, before she got married, she died. She had one son from Clara's husband. They're happy. He was half plane too, but they crashed between Point Hope and Kotzebue 1950s, I think. Young lady from there, from Point Hope. And Whipper. Oh. Downey. Civic son. Fall time. Those Ugrujaks always come up this way, not really lots, but they always catch them. Not all the people, but my dad used to catch too. In springtime, they'll hunt to catch seal skins.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they'd come up this far.
Mm-hmm. And then the stores usually, you know, Rotmans will trade from Kivalina for Ugruk bottom, so people will buy them.
Yeah.
And seal oil too.
Well, you said you could buy a poke of seal oil.
Yeah. So they'll save this poke and then they could use it for sour dogs or berries or seal oil with dried banakduk. First time they catch moose, 1950s, across there. And they divide it to everybody to taste, because they're not many, maybe 300 people in Selwick, maybe.
And there'd never been moose around here, huh?
Yeah, no moose, no beavers. Only time we also have meat from reindeer herders before caribou come around. When they come around too, you know, they have to go way up and hunt them.
I know.
Lately, Ralph sure remember a lot of stuff than me. So Euphyllis will talk to him too someday.
Someday we'll talk to him.
Karen's going to come back a second time, I think, and then when Ralph is better. Because he knows a lot of stuff too, I know.
We want to do when he's feeling good.
And his English is way better than mine's too.
Yours is good.
Yeah, yours is good. Perfect. That's
good. Yeah.
Thanks, Emma.
Koyanakpuk.
Yeah.